Well, I'm having a treat of a time here. I'm with Gary Jones in the gardens at Le Manoir. That is lemongrass growing, and this is just the most exquisite little greenhouse. You were saying that you can get acidity into a meal or into a food through herbs. Oh, that's lemongrass. I'm back in Vietnam there, just smelling the lemongrass. That's incredible. So tell me how you get the acidity into what you're eating. What's this?
That's a nasturtium flower. Yeah, we've just been eating some of the sorrel family, buckler sorrel, which is absolutely fantastic. We use with our salmon dishes. Again, salmon is, you know, it's very rich. It's a little bit fatty, and you do need something acidic with it. So we're trying to match it with the salmon and sorrel is a classic combination, but this is raw. It's straight from the garden, cut, washed, and on your plate is absolutely fantastic. So you can taste that lovely fresh acidity. You don't need to go near lemon juice or anything else, and you can just use nature to enhance that particular dish. Again, we're growing a micro herb specifically to finish a dish, and that's important stuff that we are. You're not putting them everywhere. You're putting them on a specific dish, which is really key to the how that dish works.
And the use of the various herbs in here, is you're using it instead of lemon juice. Why? What does the lemon? What's the second? I mean, aside from the fact that there's a lot more complexity in the flavour and you've got a little bit of texture in there, what is it? Because perhaps it's upping your game in the kitchen.
Well, yeah, up in the game in the kitchen, but also it brings a freshness to the thing as well. When you pour lemon juice on salmon, it goes grey. It goes kind of, it cooks, the lemon juice would actually cook it. Here you can just present something from the garden. Now, the great thing about the Manoir experience is it's not just about the food on the plate. We've just passed some guests here walking around the garden who are absolutely having a fantastic time. Before they go to lunch, they're walking around our gardens. Now, when people finish lunch, they will actually walk around the gardens and see all of the little flavours and tastes, where they actually come from. And that's part of the Manoir's magic, really. It's kind of, you know, it's an overall experience, you know, so you can see it from the soil to the plate or backwards, which way you wish. But, you know, it's demystifying the thing. If you can see it growing and you can see how we would then incorporate into the dish, mm-hmm. you know, it's nature at its best, basically. So we're taking nature and, you know, doing as little with it as we need to make a fantastic dish.
That's incredible. I did notice everybody laughing and giggling on the way past. They're obviously having a fantastic time. Well, you've just picked a leaf. Now, these are a sort of a variegated leaf. And they are these part of the sorrel family as well?
No, that's a nasturtium flower. I don't think it's part of the sorrel family, no, nasturtium.
It's quite... I haven't seen a variegated nasturtium. I think that's the first time. And that you would put with what?
This one we're still working on. Again, we put one or two in our little garden salads, but it's very pungent, very powerful.
I'm really...
Very peppery.
Really, I was going to say, yeah. It smells peppery and strong. Yeah. I mean, that's got one... That's got a kick to it, hasn't it?
We can use one or two in our mixed leaf salad and that would be it. We wouldn't go beyond that because it does take over a little bit. So you've got to be very careful. And you can see the size is tiny, tiny, tiny. So we're keeping them small so we can use them in a small way. So you're adding a flavour but without overpowering.
That's incredible. Thank you very much. That's brilliant.
Okie doke.